That's the sound of a bottle of water being poured onto porous pavement, a surface that absorbs liquids. A scientist with the City of Austin, Texas's Department of Watershed Management is demonstrating how the pavement works.
You need pore space so the water can go down and do its thing.
This scene is not happening in a lab. It's a Walmart parking lot.
We've got porous pavement in the overflow areas of their parking lot.
Right.
They've got curb cuts in their medians between in their parking lot that allow stormwater to infiltrate.
These infrastructure features help absorb runoff from flash floods and clean rainwater before it heads to a nearby creek.
Well, the beauty of it is this wasn't required. So they did this on their own. So this was extra. So it was kind of cool.
Kind of cool and expected for big developers in a progressive city like Austin. But kind of cool isn't the phrase New Orleans landscape architect Elizabeth Mossop would use to describe a Walmart parking lot here. The one recently built off Gentilly Boulevard is a sea of concrete with a few small shrubs and trees.
Well, what we're seeing is absolutely stock standard, lowest common denominator parking lot. We've got acres of concrete, and then we've got the minimum landscape requirements that are required under the building code.
In this Walmart parking lot, rainwater flows right over the concrete into the overworked drainage system. That's true for the new Costco and medical buildings being built along Tulane Avenue as well. Why are developers still paving over a city known for its floods?
There has been no stormwater regulations in the city. There has never been any landscape regulations in the city.
That's Dale Thayer, a senior environmental planner for the City of New Orleans. He's been part of the team drafting a new city zoning ordinance, and he says continuing to allow developers to pave over everything isn't sustainable.
And once you back up the storm drains, then the integrity of that subsurface infrastructure gets fractured over time, and it really damages the drainage of the city.
That's when you get concrete cracking and sinking. Under the new CZO, developers will have to design buildings that absorb stormwater on site and consult experts about water management strategies. Local landscape architect Dana Brown says that means actually asking businesses that want to build here to go the extra mile.
We don't value ourselves enough. We think we should be out there begging for someone to come here. And we should sort of be walking around a little bit snootier and make it clear this is what you need to do. If you don't want to do that, you can't develop here.
New Orleans City Council member Susan Guidry says she's glad Costco wanted to build in her neighborhood, but she regrets the missed opportunity with the parking lot.
Nobody made them do anything with regard to stormwater management. This is when I told myself, never again.
The city was worried Costco would build outside Orleans Parish if they asked for anything special. But landscape architect Elizabeth Mossop says companies can save money through green design. She says a green retrofit on a parking lot in Baton Rouge saved a client millions. Back at the Walmart parking lot, Mossop's imagining what might have been if she'd consulted on the project.
A parking lot, certainly at least with perhaps partially permeable paving. We would see more tree canopy. We would see a series of detention basins or rain gardens around the periphery of the site.
Pouring a bottle of water on the concrete parking lot brings Mossop back to reality.
So she's tilting the bottle. And the water is just puddling there on the concrete. It's not getting used, it's just making the concrete wet.
Mossop hopes if the new city zoning ordinance gets passed, the next big parking lot in New Orleans will put that water to use. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.